I always believed that practical experience was more valuable than studies. I still believe that. However, at about 45 years old, I reached a plateau in my career. I was more and more dealing with financial, marketing, risk, and legal specialists, and I just wanted to understand those areas better to be a great, valuable discussion with them. But at the same time, I had a bit of a hidden dream to be a director or general manager. What about even being a CEO or even leading my own company? So I made one of my best decisions in my life and joined an MBA program. And I would like to share with you a few lessons that I learned. The first one is that nothing is written in stone. And we often take the business world's current processes and habits and traditions as being written in stone. You hear things like, this is how we always have done it. What if there is a better way to operate a company to serve customers or lead a company of people? And these so-called experienced leaders were intimidating to me. And although it didn't really make sense to me, I didn't have any tools to question them or at least enter the dialogue about their approach. And an MBA has given me the tools and the confidence to be a valuable thinking partner with them. Secondly, that you need to consider the big picture. One of the first statements I heard during my MBA studies is that managers and leaders need to take time to reflect. And this is issue number one of a leader. Being caught in the daily work without the time and ability to reflect or to look at the wider perspective. If you're not constantly holding the big picture, selecting the right opportunities in your work and organization, you're going to have real challenges. The third one is that everything is strategy. It surprised me initially that most of the MBA courses in the program are called something strategy, marketing strategy, financial strategy, IT strategy. Only one course was named just strategy. I soon started to understand why. As a general manager or CEO, you must accept that you are or you will not be a specialist in any area. Your role is different. To lead the company or the organization strategically. This means that when approaching marketing, finance, or IT specialists, you will be able to understand their fields and discuss the impact their services bring in fulfilling the company or the organizational vision and goals. You are a coordinator, a strategic coordinator. And this is often really a challenge for many of us coming for fields we love, is that we need to get a bit out of our specialization and look at the strategic point of view. The fourth one is that business is more than just money. Is financial success the only priority of a business? Is there something in between an NGO and a normal business? And during the MBA, I discovered a powerful principle, the triple bottom line. And my goal was to balance financial and social impacts, which really liberated me. So much that I selected the topic of social enterprises for my thesis, and actually I created one, Swiss Leaders Group. The fifth lesson I learned is that sustainability is at the heart of the future of business. And when I started my MBA, I thought that it was about business core skills, legal, contract, risk, finance. But most of the topic addressed business strategy from point of view of sustainability. A question summarized it all. Is my business contributing positively to the society and environment in which it operates? And lastly, you never know where it leads you. I started the Boy Scouts to learn to climb on trees as a young boy, maybe 8-9 years old. And at age 45, I started a coaching certification to get to know people better who are different than me. That really intrigued me. I wanted to learn this once for all. And 1 year after that, I started studying for an MBA to get to know the business world better. Where did it end up? At 52 years old and a bit, I'm now an executive coach, leadership trainer, university lecturer, enjoying dialogue with business leaders and future ones, and sustainable human-centered business strategy and relationship. And one guarantee, if you start on the journey, you will not end up where you thought you would. Study and personal development together are not a destination, it's a journey. And I love this quote, shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you land among the stars. That's Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote Power of Positive Thinking. Shoot for the moon, even if you miss it, you land among the stars. Oh, one more thing. You might think 45 is a little bit late. Maybe or maybe not, but better late than never. What is your next step in your learning, in your journey?